just at this time, as we come into the last evening of the retreat, we'd just like to speak to a little bit about the closing period. Tomorrow morning, the day gets underway at the usual time, 5 o'clock, then the sitting of the day again, usual time, 5:30, etc. The silence itself, it ends at 7:30 with the breakfast time. Does the manager come in to give some announcements before breakfast?
Immediately after breakfast, we'll gather again here, and there'll be all the announcements and a lot of programs.
So we'll see the timetable for tomorrow morning, the closing morning, with the retreat itself, the general principles along which the retreat takes place. And as those of you who know have been on retreats before, or similar kind of activities or gatherings, that there is a tremendous amount of work that is put in to enable these events to take place. And much appreciation and gratitude to Amitav, which puts on the program, in this case for Catherine and myself, and Stephen as one of the voices of Amitav here. And in that preparation beforehand, of course, with all the details and the generating of the information and communication and the correspondence and the questions that get asked, and like one person was saying, they'd only come providing there wasn't going to be any chanting, and there, and listening to Catherine a couple of evenings ago, somebody thought, what's Christopher got against chanting? Actually, I don't have anything too much against it, but you know, I think you might find it difficult to see the difference between my chanting and somebody who just swallowed rat poison. It's but don't go in for chanting out of compassion for those who have to listen to it. But it is known at the end of the retreats in Bodh Gaya to play rock and roll, Beatles, etc. This is the nearest we get to it, etc. Anyway, we won't go into all that. And so there's all the organising and putting together of the retreat, and the travel expenses for Catherine and I from our homes in Totnes, for Stephen to come down from Pill, are covered by the retreat, as well as all the renting of the facility and the food, etc. The managers, the staff here, as we all know, put in a tremendous amount of work at the background, pillars of support for all of us, the preparation beforehand. They take time out from work and other responsibilities, studies and other responsibilities, to be here for us. They don't receive salaries for the time there. So at the end of the retreat, for the staff, we put out a bowl this evening, and if you can and would kindly give support to the staff. How many staff are there? Seven staff, and it's very, very much appreciated. And I know several of the staff had very, very little income, and your kindness and support really goes a long way and helps a great deal for all of them. And then the situation for us as the teachers here, we don't receive any kind of salary nor stipend from the retreat, and this is based on the principle of what is called dana, D-A-N-A. It means donation or gift or act of support or generosity for managers and for the teachers. And by doing it this way, it's a feature of it is, of course, the respect for a long-standing tradition there, usually in the monastic, where people come to do practice without having to pay. So the costs just cover all the running costs rather, and for nothing else but that. But of course, as teachers, we have all our ongoing expenses, and there is also a great deal of work and commitment for the three of us outside of retreats connected with Dharma service, from meetings and writings and committees and seeing people individually and a large amount of correspondence and all the other things that go along with Dharma work. And what enables us to continue working in this way is through the dana. It's really specifically and directly through the kind generosity of people who come to retreat, say the Dharma is important, it does matter, has a very vital place in our society and in our lives. And so your kindness and support really helps to keep the Dharma flowing, give support to the teachers, as just one of the ways to get the Dharma out. Some of us, like myself, write books, and the modest amount of money that comes from the books, in my case, just about or nearly covers the employment of Anne and Ashton, who's my secretary, and does a tremendous amount of work for me when I'm away and when I'm at home, just to keep pace with all the inflow of work that's an outflow that's coming in. So Stephen and Catherine and I are very, very grateful to your support and donations, and as I said, it helps us very, very much indeed. Some of you, I know, are poor in pocket, and last thing we want is to feel any kind of pressure upon anyone here, and sometimes there are others who are on retreat, who have good income, etc., and can afford to give more, and it seems that way, it all balances itself out, and as you can see, we still continue giving Dharma teaching through the months and years. That includes everything I wanted to say, and finally, Jai Jai Garam Jai. And laughing. That was it. Everybody gave a very direct teaching on laughing just then. That's the best one. Yes, Dan. And in that preparation beforehand, of course, with all the details and the generating of the information and the communication and the correspondence and the questions that get asked, and like one person was saying they'd only come providing there wasn't going to be any chanting, and there, and listening to Catherine a couple of evenings ago, some of them thought, what's Christopher got against chanting? Actually, I don't have anything too much against it, but you know, I think you might find it difficult to see the difference between my chanting and somebody who just swallowed rat poison. It's but don't go in for chanting out of compassion for those who have to listen to it. But it is known at the end of the retreats in Bodh Gaya to play rock and roll, Beatles, etc. This is the nearest we get to it, etc. Anyway, we won't go into all that. And so there's all the organising and putting together of the retreat and the travel expenses for Catherine and I from our homes in Totnes, and for Stephen to come down from till are covered by the retreat, as well as all the renting of the facility and the food, etc. The managers, the staff here, as we all know, put in a tremendous amount of work at the background, pillars of support for all of us. The preparation beforehand, they take time out from work and other responsibilities, studies and other responsibilities to be here for us. They don't receive salaries for the time there. So at the end of the retreat for the staff, we put out a bowl there this evening, and if you can and would kindly give support to the staff. How many staff are there? Seven staff, and it's very, very much appreciated. And I know several of the staff had very, very little income, and your kindness and support really goes a long way and helps a great deal for all of them. And then the situation for us as the teachers here, we don't receive any kind of salary nor stipend from the retreat, and this is based on the principle of what is called dana, D-A-N-A. It means donation or gift or act of support or generosity for managers and for the teachers. And by doing it this way, it's a feature of it is, of course, the respect for a long-standing tradition there, usually in the monastic, where people come to do practice without having to pay. So the costs just cover all the running costs rather, and for nothing else but that. But of course, as teachers, we have all our ongoing expenses, and there is also a great deal of work and commitment for the three of us outside of retreats connected with Dharma service, meetings and writings and committees and seeing people individually and a large amount of correspondence and all the other things that go along with Dharma work. And what enables us to continue working in this way is through the dana. It's really specifically and directly through the kind generosity of people who come to retreat to say the Dharma is important, it does matter, has a very vital place in our society and in our lives. And so your kindness and support really helps to keep the Dharma flowing, give support to the teachers as just one of the ways to get the Dharma out. Some of us, like myself, write books, and the modest amount of money that comes from the books, in my case, just about or nearly covers the employment of Anne Ashton, who's my secretary, and a tremendous amount of work for me when I'm away and when I'm at home, just to keep pace with all the inflow of work that's an outflow that's coming in. So Stephen and Catherine and I are very, very grateful to your support and donations, and as I said, it helps us very, very much indeed. Some of you know, poor in pocket, and last thing we wanted to feel any kind of pressure upon anyone here. And sometimes there are others who are on retreat, who have good income, etc., and can afford to give more. And it seems that way, it all balances itself out. And as you can see, we still continue giving Dharma teaching through the months and years. That includes everything I wanted to say. And finally, Jai Jai Garam Jai. And laughing. That was it. Everybody gave a very direct teaching on laughing just then. That's the best one. Yes, Dan. So please enjoy chai, and if the bell ringer would ring the bell at 9:45, a little later, in half an hour's time, and then there'll be the still in the silence, of course, till breakfast tomorrow. Then there'll be the final sitting starting at about 9:50 this evening. Thank you.